It is time for our weekly installment of Big Head Bets. We need like some sounder. Oh, that'll work. XR4TIer. James Kelly. He's got a really big head. And he likes to bet. Hence the name of the segment, Big Head Bets. He looks over the weekend sports landscape. He decides how it is he wants to get down. He shares his insight with you, and you get paid. We do this with a fake bankroll and for entertainment purposes only.
Everybody get down.
It's too bad, right? Because given this guy's on-air record this season in the NFL against the spread, 13-6-1, if we were rolling with real dough, we'd all be rolling in real dough. So let's not waste any time. I mean, are you not entertained? If you're not, you will be as I welcome in the one, the only Flight Deck, James Kelly. What's up, Head?
Jim, I think I'd rather talk about Gaucho Bill and Zane Smith and the Rat family more than gambling right now.
Zane Smith, I'd forgotten about him. Are there any others that you want to mention from the family that I left out besides Zane Smith?
A famous college basketball coach, but I won't go there.
Don't. Please don't. Please don't. All right, so I'm making an appearance on the NFL on CBS this Sunday. One of my topics for that show, Big Head, is the Pack versus the Bucks, Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. And I've got thoughts on that matchup myself and what that means. You, of course, though, are coming at it from a totally different angle. Packers -1 at Tampa. Rarely do you ever see Tom Brady as a dog at home, but he is in this case. Who do you like and why?
So rare is right on that, Jim. And when Brady is at home dog, he's actually 9-1 against the spread as the home dog. But I'm going to hit the Pack here, and I'm going to give up a point. I'm going to Aaron Rodgers, man. He's coming off a bye, and coming off a bye, he's actually the league's most profitable quarterback. He's 8-2-1 with an extra week of rest in the regular season for his career. And this year, he's thrown for 13 touchdowns, no interceptions. He's playing the best ball of his life, over 300 yards a game. Now, that's how you attack this Bucs D, too. And I still think they could probably run a little bit against this Bucs D with Aaron Jones. He's playing great ball, and the Bucs are now missing Vita Vea, which is a massive, massive loss. I think Brady still puts up some points for the Packers. He should have his weapons back, but Aaron Rodgers also has his weapons back. And if this game was played in the playoffs, I might change my mind. I still think the Bucs have a Super Bowl talent, but the injury with Vea might change that in the long run. I'm riding the Packers on Sunday. They are a perfect 4-0 against the spread, the only perfect team in the NFL, and I think they get 5-0. Packers -1.
Are you sure you don't want to spend five more minutes on that game?
Oh, dude, it's a great game. It's better than the other one.
I can tell. All right, listen, I've got thoughts on that too, but I'm going to hold them until Sunday when I appear on the NFL on CBS. But for right here and right now, you've got the Big Head, Packers -1. All right, now Vikings v. Falcons. James, pretty ugly-looking game, but this ain't a beauty contest. It's business. It's just entertainment. And they are going to play, and there is going to be a line. In fact, that line is Vikings -3.5. The Falcons cleaned house, firing their coach, firing their GM. How do you think the Falcons are going to respond on the field?
I don't think they will at all. I'm going to lay the 3.5 and take the home team Vikings here, Jim. The Falcons' strength is their passing offense, and you'd think they'd expose the Vikings' young corners, but they didn't look good against Carolina without Julio Jones, and I'd be surprised if Julio goes this week with his hammy, and this team is going
for a doctor now?
Fail clown.
The Falcons' secondary is also beat to hell, and the Vikings have two wideouts in Adam Thielen and Justin Jefferson that they should expose them there, and plus the Vikings' run game is unstoppable right now. They don't have Dalvin Cook, but it doesn't really matter. It's a plug and play right now. Alexander Mattison should go off. They ran him for over 200 yards against Seattle in that run defense. And this stat too, Mike Zimmer as a non-divisional home favorite is 19-4-1 against the spread. I like the Vikings -3.5 at home. Hit the Vikings.
Dude, who are you, Rain Man? Hey, what time is Wapner on? How many matches in that matchbox? Dude, you're incredible. All right, so it's a good thing that that's not a beauty contest and that you've taken all the emotion out of it. Why else would you give a damn, Flight Deck, about Detroit and Jacksonville? But I know you do. Lions are -3 at Jacksonville. Who you got there, and why do you like that game?
Well, I like it because Jacksonville is so bad. I mean, I'm not going to watch it probably, but I can still make fake money off of it, Jim.
No, we do this for entertainment purposes only, remember?
That's right. That's why it's fake. So I'm going to take the team who has won two games of their last 17, the Lions, -3 at Jacksonville. The Jags defense is banged up, man. They're not very good. When they're healthy, the offseason changes when they got rid of all that talent is really rearing its ugly head. Their pass D is allowing the league's 31st worst passer rating. They allowed over 75.8% of their passes against opposing quarterbacks. Deshaun Watson lit them up. Matthew Stafford is better than everybody thinks he is, and so is Kenny Golladay. Golladay is very, very good, and this team has played much better with him in the lineup.
Expect
both of them to go off. -3.5 Lions.
All right, so let me give you a matchup, Deck, that I think is sort of interesting, actually. The Bears +2 at the Panthers. I think Matt Rhule is doing an amazing job with the Panthers. And while I don't understand why, I'm also fascinated in your fascination with all things the Chicago Bears. Clarify that spread for me. What is it, and who do you have?
So it's 2 right now, but I hit this on Sunday at +3 for the Bears. Dude, the Matt Rhule thing is real. The Teddy Bridgewater thing is, he might be the best quarterback against the spread ever. And staff might back that up, actually. But I am going Chicago.
That's a great line right there. Is that true? What are the numbers? He's the best quarterback against the spread ever?
Yeah, in the Super Bowl era, I believe. I don't know. I got the exact one, but he had last year for the Saints, and the guy covers at a high rate against the spread. So
what do you like in that game? Who do you like?
Yeah, I like Chicago. Their pass defense is one of the league's best, and Khalil Mack right now is he's heating up, dude.
Dude, how about this? Ritt just weighed in, and maybe you heard Ritt. He had his own segment earlier this week.
Game on.
Ritt just weighed in and says that Bridgewater is 30-9 against the spread.
Bring it on.
See, there you go. At least he didn't kill Teddy Bridgewater like he did Tom Hanks, but, cool.
James Kelly's so cool.
Tom Hanks went belly up,
Ritt,
as well. So.
All right, so the biggest game. Well done, Head. Well done. Biggest game of the college football season might be tomorrow. #2, Bama going up against #3, Georgia. Really quickly, I want your thoughts. Bama without Nick Saban, what are you doing with that game?
So this has changed now, Jim. It was +6.5 for Georgia earlier in the week. I hit that then. It's changed now to -4.5 for Bama because of the Saban news. I just think the Bulldogs' defense is good. It should slow the Alabama offense, and nobody can stop that offense. I mean, it's damn good with Mac Jones and all the weapons that he's got. But Georgia does have a lot of talent. Without Saban, I'll take the Bulldogs +6.5.
Okay, I like that. Listen, before you go, what about baseball? I know you. I know you, Deck. I know you like to get in and bet in-game, like with the NBA. I know you like to get in and bet in the middle of a series. And I know your plays. I know you're contrarian. I know what you do. Did you try to get a piece of the Dodgers when they were down 2-0?
Well, I looked at it, and I think I had better odds, so I didn't hit it. But right now, Jim, you can get, for all the Dodger fans out there that still believe, you can get +475 for them to win the World Series right now.
Would you?
Still believe.
Would you?
If I didn't know the closer for the other team, yes, I would probably hit that.
Okay, so now the closer for the other team, of course, is Mark Melancon. Dude, tell the story again. You really coached this guy in Little League?
Yeah, man. Lifelong friends. Carnation Bowl champions, 1998. He was our quarterback.
Yeah, but you coached him in baseball, though, not football.
Nah, football. Yeah, he quit after that and went to baseball. Maybe I didn't have a very good effect on him, but,
Yeah, but you've had an amazing effect on the Clones, though, and you've provided them lots of opportunities to get paid or be entertained. James Kelly, the Flight Deck, Big Head Betts. Nice job, Flight Deck. Thank you very much.
Jim.
Let's see if you can keep this thing going. That is the Flight Deck. See what he did to Ritt? When I said Ritt, hey, Ritt jumped in to back up your take with the stat. The Teddy Bridgewater was 30-9 against the spread, and the Flight Deck quickly deadpans. At least he didn't kill him.
Tom Hanks went belly up as well. So,
all right, so I've got some.